Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Sandra, good morning or good afternoon, whatever it is the time. I am still working hard. That's why I'm not really the time it is. Well, Sandra, the happiness it has to be to install my microwave here.
I'm sorry,
hello?
Could you repeat that for me? Yes, sir, I'm here. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, I want to put in my daughter to introduce you, yeah? Okay, 1 second, please. Yeah.
Hello?
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I just received a phone call saying that probably for the installation from my microwave being installed, or?
Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
Let's see if he has it under 718-788-8411.
That's 718-788-8411.
Correct.
Thank
I don't know
you.
If he registered on that. Is it registered on that one? I just want to make sure.
I'm not sure, ma'am. It's going to take our system a minute to try to locate your order with a phone number. Let me place you on hold.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
It takes longer to locate an order with a phone number, but the system should have some information for momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
The system is still trying to locate an order for you, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
System is still trying to locate an account for you, ma'am. Now, is this the phone number that you received a call on?
Yes.
Okay. So the system should have some information pulled up for us momentarily. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
System is still trying to locate an account for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Now, that first phone number you provided did not pull up an account for me. Do you have a second number you would like to try?
347-302-3628.
And that's 347-302-3628.
Yes.
And did you receive a call on that number?
No.
You received a call on that first number to schedule an installation or your delivery?
Installation.
Okay. You ordered
your
item from
Best Buy? The first
number
that I gave you is...
I'm sorry,
ma'am.
Did you order this item from Best Buy or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold while we try the second number for you.
I don't think it's on the second number. But you can try.
Yes, ma'am. You state you don't think it's under the second number, but you received a call on
that
first number?
No, because it's the first number. Correct. That's why I'm returning this call. because my mother was the one that received the call. Then
yes, ma'am. That first number didn't pull up an account for me. So is this just for a delivery?
No, it's for an installation. I already have my delivery from Home Depot.
Yes, ma'am. Well, your first number didn't pull up an account for me. I could try that second number for you. Or did you have another number you want to try? Other than the one that the system is searching now, the 347-302-6328 number.
Did you try the first number? Because that's the number that they call from.
Yes, ma'am. That's when I put you on hold and it didn't pull up an account for me. That's why I asked you for a second number.
And I did, and I gave you the second number, and you can't find anything. So I'm running out of numbers.
I stated that the system was there trying to locate an order for you with that second number. I was just asking you a question about the first number, and I asked you, did you receive a call on this number? You said no. But the system is still trying to locate an order for you with that second number.
Right, but I'm letting you know that the first number was the number that I received the phone call. So
yes, ma'am, I
understand. I'm waiting.
What
is it? Why am I giving you a second number?
Because
the
first
number
didn't pull up an account. That's why I asked you for a second number. The first number didn't pull an account up.
Well, I gave you the second number. Did anything show up?
It's still searching for it.
Correct?
It's still searching for you, ma'am.
All right.
What did you place your order with?
And the second one?
No, ma'am.
I think it was yesterday.
You just purchased your install yesterday?
Yes, and they called not even half an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we just have to travel the second number, ma'am, but that first number's not pulling up anything for me. System still searching with that second number for you. Yes, ma'am, and the system
okay,
is still searching for you for the second number.
All right, so now we're doing the waiting game. So I'm waiting for the system to go into search, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. The system is searching with that second number.
Okay.
System is still searching with that second number you provided, ma'am.
Okay.
System is still searching for an account for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. And that second number didn't pull up an account either. Let me repeat that first number back to you to make sure I had that in correctly for you. 718-788-8411.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. We can try that number again for you. Let me place you on another hold.
Okay.
system is still trying to locate an order with the first number you provided, ma'am.
Okay. Do you take anything else besides number, like an address?
We can take your name and your address, but the first and the best way to find your order is with your phone number.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. That first number that you gave me, still didn't pull up an account for me. Can I have the first and last name? See if I can find an account for you with that information. And you said you just received a call from XBO.
Yes.
Did they leave an order number on the message?
No.
What's the first name on the account?
The first name is spelled J-U-A-N.
Juan, J-U-A-N, and the last name?
The last name is M as in Mary, E as in elephant, J as in Jan, I as in ice, A as in Angela.
M-E-J-I-A.
Correct.
Thank you. Place you on another hold, and we'll see if we can find someone with the first and last name.
Okay.
System is searching with the name, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
System is still searching with your name, ma'am. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. I located an account for you. Can I have the address?
It's 13020 120th Street, South Ozone Park, New York, 11420.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the order doesn't have that address on it, the one that pulled up for me, but that your first and last name did pull up several orders for me.
Okay, what I have in front of me is the address of the person who probably made the appointment to have it installed, but they have to come to another area. So I don't know if he must have put it 325 First Street. Is that what you have? Because they're not supposed to be going there. They're supposed to be coming in another address. I don't know. What address do you have there?
I can't give you that information, ma'am. You would have to provide it to me. Unfortunately, we can't tell you. We can't provide that information.
Right,
you have to provide it to us. But it's not the address that you gave me. I already did pull up with that person last name.
Okay. Do you have the address 325 First Street? Brooklyn, New York, 11215. Is that what you have there?
No, ma'am. Oh, this is, it shows this is a, show that was a Best Buy order. You said you got your item from Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, I'm not sure what's going with this. I'm going to have to check all these orders, ma'am. Hold on just one second. Let me put this information back in for you.
Should I grab a pina colada?
You sure can.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell I'm talking to somebody down south. You have such a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I refresh my screen for you, ma'am, so it's got to pull all those orders back up for me until we can find a Home Depot one.
Okay.
Thank you for honing for me, ma'am. I've located that Home Depot order. Can I have that second address you gave me?
Okay. The second address is the address that they're coming to install it, or I'm giving you the address that's when it was made the appointment to get it installed? Because I have two addresses that my father went to Home Depot, and that's the first address that I gave you. That's 325. Now,
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know if I'm giving you the address.
It's not that address. What's the second address you provided?
13020 120th Street, South Ozone Park, New York, 11420.
Not that address on the order.
And it's not the first one, 320?
No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
It's not that address either. Yes, ma'am, and I'm looking through this order. It's showing that the last order that it pulled up for you for Home Depot was in 2019. It's not even showing a new Home Depot order in the system for you, but you stated that you got a call from them today.
Yeah, well, actually, my mother received, I wasn't home. My mother received the call. My mother's like 75 years old, so she's like, got nervous. She goes, Mom, honey, I think they call you from XBO. I didn't get the name, but this is the number. And they said something about the microwave. I'm like, oh, okay, they're coming to install the microwave. Perfect. So I'm returning the call. So when my dad went yesterday to make the appointment, they were telling they were going to come either Thursday or Friday, but I guess they're calling me to let me know when they're coming, or I don't know.
Well, we're probably calling to schedule it, but it doesn't show an active order in the system for you. That last Home Depot order that they have, that your name pulled up, was from 2019.
Well, my name, okay.
The name that you
okay.
provided. Is it a different name maybe on your account?
I don't know what I'm giving you. What it is, am I giving you when my father went to make the
reservation? No, ma'am. You're not giving me when your father made the reservation. You're giving me whatever name he gave Home Depot to place the order. That's how we can locate the order. And you gave me the name, Juan.
Okay. Right.
And the last order that pulled up from him for Home Depot was in 2019. Now, it has a different phone number on it than the numbers that you gave me. Could it be a different phone number than the ones that you gave me?
All right, let's try. Maybe my dad put his cell phone number. Let's try this. It's 917-699-1819.
Okay, 917-699-1819.
Correct.
And I'm going to place you on hold again and let the system try to locate you in the account with that number.
Oh, gosh.
So if you wanted to make that pina colada, you have plenty of time.
Oh, my gosh. It's hot over here in New York. I mean, I know you guys are used to it down south. Oh, I don't know if I'm calling Midwest or whatever, but it's hot down
here. No, you're calling down south. You're calling Alabama, and it is scorching hot down here. We have heat advisories going on. It was 73 degrees at 6 o'clock this morning. And it says it's only going to get hotter. I thank God that I work from home, so I don't even have to go outside.
Yeah, everybody's working from home, which is a great thing, you know, which is good.
Yes, ma'am, it's good and it's bad also, though, because of this. Cause I wish we could just get it under control and everybody would just go and get vaccinated. It's not going to kill you. It's going to save your life. But we have the lowest vaccination rate because they just won't go.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, it's to teach us, you know, sometimes it's, I don't know. I'm just saying that, you know, they should get vaccinated for, you know, either who have underlying conditions or if you want to be with your loved ones and you want to be with your parents, you know. So it's good to get vaccinated. It's
exactly.
Very good. Here in New York, the infection rate is very low, you know, so no deaths so far. I mean, we're keeping it under control, but our mayor here is insisting that we all get vaccinated. He's even putting like mobile trucks, like for younger men and women, like in their 20s and 30s, to convince them to get vaccinated. So they're putting their mobile trucks like in bars or area like concerts or whatever, like in a Yankee stadium or any kind of stadium, and convincing them to get vaccinated. That's the only way, you know.
Yes, ma'am. They need to do something like that down here, because I mean, our young people, and they speak on the news every day when they interview, it's the younger generation. Oh, no, I'm not going to get it. And you're the one going to give it to your grandma because you think you're not going to get it, you know.
Exactly. So now here they're pushing the teenagers from 12 to 17 to get vaccinated. So I say, thank God I did that for my son, because it's, you know, you got to do it. Eventually, you got to do it, you know? It's mandatory. Sooner or later, you got to do it, you know? Whatever time that you're taking or whatever time that you're thinking about it, should I get it? And I get it, you know? Unfortunately, they're trying to shove it up and be like, come on, you got to get vaccinated to get this thing to go down and go back to normalcy. You know, you want to go back to life, you know?
Exactly. So. Because I do appreciate working from home, but I so miss my coworkers. And just interaction
a lot of
with
people. Do that. Exactly. You know, and you want to go on vacation too. There's many people who just, you know, if you can't get vaccinated, you can't go on vacation. You know, you got to
exactly.
So, yeah.
Yes, man. Well, the system still trying that last number that you gave me.
Okay.
And thank you for honing for me, ma'am. And I think we've located that order for you. What's your father's address?
It's 325 First Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11215.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address on this order.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And they did call you to get that built-in OTR microwave scheduled.
Okay. Now
you said in that you needed to change that address?
Correct. That's not the address that they're going to come install. It's another address.
Okay. Now, what you would need to do is contact Home Depot. I'm not even going to schedule this order because it's the wrong address. You need to contact Home Depot and tell them they need to update the address on your order because we can't update your address.
Oh, gosh. So,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay, so then the Home Depot where my father made the appointment, whatever, to have it installed, correct? I need to, okay. And you can't
ma'am,
do it
you
at your end, right?
No, ma'am. We are not allowed to update the address on your order. Home Depot would have to place a whole new order in the system for you with the correct address.
Because I think my father told them that it's they're supposed to come here in Queens, not in Brooklyn. Oh, gosh. All right. That's a whole, you know, to get Home Depot over there here in New York, it's like a pain in the butt. All right. I'm going to definitely need that pina colada. All right, so I need to call. No, it's okay. So I need to call back Home Depot to update and tell them that it's not this address, it's the other second address.
That's correct, and I'm going to send an email over to Home Office for you to inform them that you're going to call back once Home Depot updates their address for you.
So once I do that, our Home Depot now have to call you guys back, well, the company, obviously, and then they're going to call me back again?
Yes, ma'am. They're going to have to place a new order in the system with the correct address on it. And then it's going to take Home Office 24 to 48 hours to process that order. And Home Office will usually give you a call to get you scheduled. That's who called you earlier today.
Okay. All right, ma'am. All right. I'm going to have to call back over there, Home Depot.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
I do apologize.
So it's okay. I'm trying to get this microwave out of my living room. All right, I'm going to give him a call. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Please stay safe and healthy, and thank you for your help.
Oh, you too, ma'am, and thank you for calling XBO Logistics. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.